The reading passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 7,800 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Peru, Honduras, Bolivia, El Salvador, Argentina, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, Chile, Brazil, Mexico, Panama, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, India, Mongolia, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Kenya, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, Angola, Burundi, Rwanda, Nigeria, Tanzania, Botswana, Swaziland, Cote d'Ivoire, South Africa, Burkina Faso, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Netherlands, Russia, Belarus, Dagestan, Ukraine, Estonia, Kazakhstan, Sweden, Ireland, Greece, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending service on the internet all over the world, and GCN viewing audiences. This is the 18th session of the Spiritual Love chapter. In the last session, we learned about the meaning of the word saying bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things. In Spiritual Love chapter, it is the 18th session, and we have to understand what spiritual love is. We have to understand it fully. So whatever is not right according to that, then we can find that, oh, I don't have spiritual love because of this. So we can repent and change ourselves to become more and more spiritual. Last week, in the evening service, I also told you about spiritual love, about peace. And just after one day, I looked at the people, and they completely forgot about the contents of spiritual love, but they were breaking peace. And many of you, it's of no use just to forget after hearing it. You have to keep it in mind, and you have to meditate on it, and you have to remember the message you heard, and you have to pray for it, and you have to make it yourself, make it yours, completely yours. Otherwise, what is the use of listening to so many messages, attending so many worship services? It's just a waste of time. After attending worship service, you have to have spiritual growth. You have to change. You have to change into man of God. But if you don't, if you just spend time, and if you are just the same, even after 1 or 2 months, then isn't it just a time? Along with the passage of time, you became weaker in many aspects. So how great loss this is. And if you go into spirit within that period of time, then you can be so thankful and joyful. But if you waste your time, how wasteful it is. So please keep it in mind, and if you forget anything, please, you can buy the sermon cassette tapes again and listen to it again. And about spiritual love, maybe I can preach only 1 hour, but it's because God gave us the revelation, and we can explain in so much detail. So please keep it in mind, such a precious word. So I hope you will cultivate spiritual love in your heart. I explained that to bear all things means to bear with everything that is not right according to love. To believe all things is to trust God the Father 100% because we love Him, and we trust any person because we believe in him or her. I explained these things too, but men of flesh, they can't understand. Oh, if you believe them, you'll be only cheated and you'll become fools. They will think that way. They don't understand the depth, spiritual depth. They don't know what to bear. Why we have to bear even though we know that we'll be cheated. If you understand the depth, If you don't understand the depth, you have to listen again and again so that you can understand the depth, spiritual depth. Oh, this is to bear all things. Because just by hearing once or twice, we cannot understand fully. So, to bear all things, so you hear, bear all things, so even if your children rebel against you, do you just bear with them? If you misunderstand, you can do something that is not right. So you have to understand properly, you have to understand the spiritual meaning. To hope, to believe all things is to trust God the Father 100% because we love Him, and we trust any person because we believe Him, believe in Him or her. In my case also, even if somebody cheats me, or suppose he says yes, but he will disobey, I know it. Also, he repents now, but he will commit the sin again. I know everything, but I still believe. It's not because I'm a fool. If I don't bear with him, if I don't believe him, I have to punish him. Some kind of damage must be done to him. I have to do something about him. Then I just forgive and bear and believe in him. And after many days, after many, a lot of time, now many people have come into the boundary of salvation, and many people have come into spirit without bearing, without believing. This couldn't have happened. I must have forsaken, I should have forsaken so many people. With the great love of the Lord, I told even the Lord, even Jesus could have 12 disciples because he embraced everybody with his great love. To hope all things is to wait and look forward to what we believe until it comes true. It is to look forward to living in heaven forever happily and to wait for others until they change. Love is also to endure all things. In some families, between brothers, the elder one is slandering. He's pointing his mistakes in front of other people of slandering his younger brother. Also, the younger brother is slandering his elder brother. Then the parents, if parents are men of truth, so they teach them, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't slander your elder brother. You should talk about only good things. You shouldn't make bad reports of your elder brother. Then you'll have only quarrels and fight. So you talk about good things. Please understand him and serve. Also, they say the same thing to the elder brother. Because you are the elder one, you have to embrace your younger brother. You have to understand him. Even if your younger brother says something, you can keep it in mind and you can also change. You can do something that your brother wants. But then they have to say yes, but they don't even say. They become sulky. Because they think their parents are not on their side. Some of your children are like that. If you have children like that, then you will suffer in heart. But what should you do? You have to bear with them and be patient with them. You have to educate your children since they are born, and the first period of education have to be finished before they are five. If you try to educate them after five, it is already late. Those who are pregnant, and of course they educate them since they are in the womb, but right after they are born, you have to teach them, educate them by five, until they are five. You have to finish the first period of education. And then they have the ability to control themselves because they are grown up very well. They can develop themselves. They can improve themselves. So when they receive more education, they can grow more beautifully. But if they are not educated properly until five, because of that education, they add more bad things on that base. And even if the parents come to a realization and they try to educate their children, they cannot really do it well. That is why, since they are very young, you have to teach them how to pray, how to sing praises, how to attend the worship service, not to get angry. Without getting angry, you have to raise them so the children will not make troubles. But if you educate them after five, it is already very late. If you try to educate them now, you have to cast off lying, and if you do that, you'll fall into hell. You cannot say such a thing easily. You shouldn't scare them. And they are scared, and nobody would like hell. But does that mean they can change? No. If they hear once or twice and three times, then now it doesn't work anymore. They are not afraid anymore. Many of you, after committing a work of flesh, first you are afraid. And then if you hear it 10 times, 20 times, then you are numb. You are not afraid anymore. You should be, so that you can repent and turn away and receive salvation, but you are not afraid anymore, then it means you are accustomed to it. So it is to Saturday, one family came and the child there is sixth grade, and I asked the child, "Your parents are smart. Your parents are smart, and you can also study. You can also have good grades." And he said, "Oh yes, I am vice president of my class. In our church now, we have many student body presidents. Then I can please let us know. Let me know also." Then that child, I told him, "You shouldn't get into computers or internet so much." Then the parents or the child said, "I don't play computer games." Because parents taught him not to do those things. So what does he do? He reads books. Since I was young also, I liked books very much. And he tries to read books, and he tries to read the Bible. And in the history, he can even make a diagram in the history of the Old Testament. So rather than playing games, now his habit is reading books and reading the Bible. So he has fun reading the Bible. So if he once gets into it, he concentrates. So concentrating on the Bible is so good. It's something very good. He can gain wisdom and understanding. He can make it himself. So because they taught him that way, so he excels in academics, and he doesn't fall to the world. He doesn't befriend the world. He obeys the parents. Love is also to endure all things. Until we accomplish perfect love, We have to endure with toil and patience. Without endurance, we cannot accomplish anything. But if we believe and hope all things with love, we can endure all things. Finally, we'll bear precious fruit. Then, what and how are we supposed to endure? I hope you will gain the wisdom to endure all things with the power of love through this message. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will march on with joy and thanks and surely enter into New Jerusalem that you long for so much. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, fourthly, the verse says, love endures all things. If you love, you can endure all things. Then what do we endure? It means we endure all the aftermath that comes to us when we bear all things. When we bear all with all things that are not in accordance with love, there will be some aftermath from it. Here, what we mean by aftermath is a situation that results from something else. Suppose a ship is passing by on the river. Then you have the wrinklings in the wave. If the ship is big, then you have the... If the ship is fast, then the waves will come to the riverside. There is a something like aftermath. When there is wind on a river or sea, there will be waves. Even after the wind calms down, there will still be some ripples remaining. The aftermath of bearing all things is something like these ripples. When we bear with all things, it will not just end when we bear them. There will aftermath. There will be aftermath or after effects from it. There are seas where that have waves if the wind blows. It's the also the case with Mediterranean. In Israel, we can always see the waves coming towards the shore. Also in Thailand, there's a seashore where there are big waves coming so they can surf. They can do the surfing. And even those who are very good in swimming, they cannot pass the waves. They try to go forward, but they are thrown back by the big waves. But those who are wise, if they are very wise, if they are very good at swimming, they can go into the sea. I don't have to explain anymore. If you can swim, when the waves are coming, you just sit in. I mean, go into the water. If you just go in 50 centimeters inside the water, then the waves will just go past you. And you can just go in when the waves come, so you don't have to be tossed by the waves. So you can just keep on going forward. So whenever you meet waves, you can go in. And it's not very difficult, but I have almost never seen such a person. So please try. If you are good at swimming, you can do it. Or what of any of our mission teams in to. Then that way you can go into the sea also. So until we accomplish perfect love, we have to endure with toil and patience. So there will be aftermath or after effects from the trials. Some tests may come or we may have pain in our hearts. That is to say, we'll have a time of trial. For example, Jesus said in Matthew 5:39, "But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also." And said, even if somebody slaps you on the right cheek, you do not fight back, but just endure it. Then is it all over? There'll be after effects from it. You'll have pain. Your cheek will have pain, but the pain that is in the heart is greater. Of course, people have different reasons for experiencing pain in the heart. Some people have pain in the heart because they think they are slapped for no reason and they are angry. Whether you are slapped by your husband or by your wives or by parents, probably in our church there is no a wife who is hitting her husband, but in the world there are many husbands who are beaten by their wives. And we women's members in our church, you should never do that. Also, some may have pain in the heart, feeling sorry that they made the other person angry. Some may feel sorry seeing a brother who cannot hold his temper, but expresses it physically right away. The aftermath of bearing with something can come from the heart alone, or it can also come by way of external circumstances. For example, somebody slapped you on the right cheek, so you turn the other also according to the word. Then he hits you on the left cheek too. You bore with it following the word, but the situation got worse in reality. This was the case with Daniel. He did not compromise, knowing that he would be thrown into lion's den. Because he loved God, he never ceased to pray, even in life-threatening situation. Also, he did not act with evil toward those who were trying to kill him. He had the authority second to only king, but he didn't react with evil. So did everything change for the better for him since he was bearing everything according to the word of God? No, he was cast into the lion's den. So how many people must have mocked him? And he was a captive, and he became the number one prime minister, only next to the king. And so many ministers, those people must have mocked him so much when he was thrown into the lion's den. Of course, eventually he was protected from the lions and gave glory to God more greatly, but at first he had an aftermath of bearing. It's the same with Canaan Sanctuary. The worldly people, if they buy the land, the owners ask for something more, they may raise the price. And if they still ask for more, then they'll threaten those people. And also they will hire somebody so that they cannot but sell their house. But we, after a couple of months, God doesn't let us do such a thing. God wants us to do only with goodness and to bear with everything. And according to justice, there will be a time. There will be a time of God. So we'll win when we bear with goodness. Then we'll receive blessings. So there is a time. So we have to bear and with goodness. When we go into Canaan Sanctuary, after bearing with goodness, there are endless blessings that God has prepared, and we can receive according to what we have sown. But if we don't do it with goodness, Satan will accuse, and God cannot bless us. So that's why we have to bear with everything only in goodness. So because we are bearing, already many months have passed. But then as we are bearing with them, there are many benefits for us too. I cannot explain everything here, but anyway, there are many benefits, many good things. It's very difficult to explain here. Maybe after some time I can explain. Please just know that there are many benefits for us, many kinds of good things for us. And when we bear, God pays back to us. So this is justice. So Pastor Dong Jo-shin, maybe there's an explanation about justice, and so please prepare one sermon with the it is very gracious. Why we have to bear? And why we have to bear to go into Canaan Sanctuary and why it is blessings? There is a very detailed explanation. So there is an aftermath of bearing because we have it has to be delayed for many months. But finally, God pays back to us with blessings. So goodness surely always wins. And there is a reason for God, because it is He's fulfilling His justice. Only after justice is fulfilled, He can bless us. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and until they more than 400 years passed until they finished their life in Egypt and to go into Canaan land again. And it was to fulfill God's justice, because the sins in Canaan land was not filled yet. So until that the level of sin was filled, and not to waste the time, God put them in Egypt to make a strong and big nation. And when it was right according to justice, God let them come out of Egypt, and God let them take the Canaan land. And it was to fulfill God's justice. It took a lot of time. Otherwise, He could have just given it right away. But although He is the Almighty God, the Creator, He doesn't just do everything at His will only. He does everything according to the justice. So when you want to receive blessings, you need the time of trials and everything. But at first, He had an aftermath of bearing. We may think all the tests should go away if you follow the word of God and bear with the things that are not in accordance with love. Then what is the reason why trials will follow? It's the providence of God to make us perfect and give us amazing blessings. The crops will bear healthy and storing a strong harvest by bearing with the rain, wind, and scorching sunshine. In this same way, we who live lives of believers are also born as true wheat of God through the times of enduring. The providence of God is such that we come forth as true children of God through trials. But this does not mean that God will refine His children according to His will like a dictator. He acts according to His justice, and He refines us according to His justice. The enemy, devil, and Satan disrupt the lives of God's children when they try to live in the light. Also, if anybody shows any kind of point for accusation or blemish, then they accuse him or her. An example is when somebody acts with evil against you, and you bear it on the outside, but still have ill feelings on the inside. The enemy, devil, and Satan know this and bring accusations against you for those feelings. Then God has to allow trials according to the accusation. To put an end to trials, we have to accomplish heart of spirit that has no evil. Until we are acknowledged that we don't have evil in our heart, there will be tests called refining trials. In case of Job, until his evil was gone, disappeared completely, he received trials, refining trials. Then God healed him and blessed him. God sanctified him and blessed him. And if God refines everybody like Job, people will leave God. But Job was a person who could endure such a trial, and that's why God allowed such a trial to him. And when he overcame, God blessed him twice as much as he had before. So this trial is blessing. Because he had the vessel to receive it, God allowed it. He doesn't give it to just anybody. And when he overcame, then God blessed him so abundantly. The blessing for Job was so great. Of course, even after we cast off all sins and become completely sanctified, there can be trials. This kind of trial is allowed to make us more perfect and to give us greater blessings. Through this, we don't just stay at the level of having no evil, but we will accomplish greater love and more perfect goodness, having no spot or blame whatsoever. Through this, God gives us greater blessings. God lets us show greater faith during the trial, so He can bless us abundantly. It's not only for personal blessings. The same principle applies when He accomplishes His kingdom more greatly. For God to show great works, the justice has to be met. By showing great faith and deeds of love, we have to prove that we have the vessel to receive the answer. This is right according to justice so that the enemy devil cannot object to it. So sometimes, God can drive away tests and protect us, but sometimes just allows them. If we endure with only goodness and love, God lets us give glory to Him more greatly with greater victory, and He gives us greater rewards. Likewise, you heard many times that the results of such trials is the blessings and love of God the Father, especially if you overcome the persecutions and hardships that you receive for the sake of the Lord, you will surely receive great blessings. Matthew 5:11 to 12 says, "Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you, and if you are insulted and persecuted for the Lord." Is there anybody who is insulted and persecuted because of the Lord? Please raise your hands. Only this many? And falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. And when they persecute you, they say many falsehood, evil words. They say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. Those who raised your hands just now, you have to say amen loudly. Rejoice and be glad. And to receive those blessings, when you are insulted and persecuted and people falsely say all kinds of evil against you, you have to rejoice and be glad. So you can have reward in heaven greatly. This is love and faith. That's why we have to rejoice and be glad. Who can rejoice and give thanks? Who can rejoice and be glad? If you have faith, you can. At the time of opening of the church, that's how we opened the church. We church members, many of you graduated from better colleges than me, from Seoul National University, Korea University, and they had better education than me. And when I preached the message, somebody, they say your sermon is too long, and they don't understand your sermon. Then they are still sick, and you are telling them to say that they are already healed. So isn't it lying? They cannot give thanks in all things, and you just tell them to give thanks in all things for even bad things, so they don't understand. So I heard these words from members. Also, I said this to somebody, and he already reported to senior pastor, and senior pastor is rebuking me in the sermon. I've never heard anything from anybody. I just, according to the works of the Holy Spirit, I just speak in my sermon, and they say such a thing. And some people, they are workers of the church, and they went to a wedding, and he went to a wedding and he drank alcohol. So the Holy Spirit moved my heart, and I said it in the sermon. There is a person who drank alcohol as a work of the church, and that person said, "Oh, this person was with me already, reported to the pastor." So many things like this happened at the opening of the church, but I was still glad. I was rejoicing. And I, those people looked so lovely in my eyes. They were like children, little children. Little children, they just have bowel movements and they put it anywhere. And still, they are lovely in your parent, in the parents' eyes. So because they were still little children, they were so lovely. And those people now became elders of the church and the leaders of the church now. And a pastor has to be broad-minded. And in some branch churches, still, when the members come to church, Friday or service or other services, he gives a sharp look to somebody, and they are afraid of the pastor. If the pastor is there, they cannot even come to the main sanctuary. They have to go some other sanctuary. How tragic this is. If there is a pastor, a pastor's wife, they are not even pastors. He's not a man of God. So that kind of church cannot grow up. It has to face difficulties because he's giving such a hard time to the church members. If they come to the main church in Seoul, they will be touched more. And if they do, the pastor in branch church gives hard time to those members. So sometimes they are fallen into tests and they are offended by the pastor. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. Of course, in this world you will receive blessings, and also in spirit you will receive heavenly reward, great heavenly reward. It's better to have greater heavenly reward. No matter how much reward you receive on this earth, what is the use of it? Your heavenly rewards have to be great. Also, when one deacon received a reward from the minister, he's so happy, and he even made a rice cake as a celebration. Some of them also came to me, but I didn't have time to eat it. I'm sorry. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who are before you. All the prophets were persecuted. The man of God were persecuted. Even today, men of God are persecuted. But is there anybody who thinks of trials as something difficult and something to fear? If you believe all things and hope all things with love, you can overcome any kind of trial. But if you still say it's hard, then please watch The Passion of the Christ from 9 to 11 tonight. And so you will not say any trial is hard. Compared to the suffering that Jesus went through, who receives greater pain, greater sufferings than Jesus? Jesus didn't do anything wrong. He was innocent. He just with the love for us and to save us, he himself volunteered to take all the mockeries and contempt and sufferings and pain. That is why God is love and our Lord is love. In most cases, you're going through trials because of your own faults. But our Lord, he was blameless and spotless, and he didn't have original sin or any. He didn't commit any sins. Only for us, he took all the sufferings. And still he was thankful and went through all the sufferings. And so what can we not bear? And moreover, it is caused by our own faults. And as I told you in the morning, if trials come without your faults, then it doesn't last long. Even the three tests in the church, it was big tests, and it lasted only 10 months. Then how specifically are we supposed to believe, hope, and endure all things? First, we have to believe the love of God until the end, even during the trial. We have to have this faith. And why do people forsake this love? God is always with us, And He never forsakes us from His side. He never forsakes us, but we forsake Him. Still, there are people who forsake God when they have difficulties. They think, oh, God is forsaking me. He is far away from me. And they stop trusting God, and they stop trusting God's love. Why does God allow us to go through trials? 1 Peter 1:7 says, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. At the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's the same too with those who die earlier. If they die, they'll see the Lord, Jesus Christ. After 3 days, after they die, they will see the Lord Jesus. Even if they see Him on a screen, on a video screen from paradise, they can still see Him in heavenly kingdom. So may be found to result in praise and glory and honor. What is the proof of your faith? Being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor. So just by and this faith is much more precious than gold. So we have to understand, faith is so precious, and you have to try to avoid it, avoid trials. God wants to give us praise and glory and honor when our lives are over on this earth. He earnestly wants to enjoy all the good things with us forever. He finds us because He loves us. Especially those of you who are listening to this gospel of holiness, you should believe that you are receiving greater love. You have more things to endure because you are listening to the holiness gospel. God tells us to cast off all forms of evil and become sanctified. Whether in Old Testament or New Testament, I told you many times, none of the verses says, you'll be saved even if you commit sins. I will reward you so greatly if you find any verse like this. The Bible always tells us to cast off sins all the time. The prophets, the man of God, our Lord, the disciples, Stephen, Philip, Apostle Paul, everyone, or John, the apostle, John the Baptist, everybody tells us to cast off sins. Nobody tells us that we can keep sins. But here, I preach that you have to cast off sins, and you feel hard, and you go to another church where they don't preach about sins. Then he can be saved? How foolish those people are. Even after seeing so many signs and wonders of God, the manifestations of God being with us, because they want to commit sins, they want to befriend the world, they cannot bear it in this church, and they leave this church. There are many people, you bring many people to this church, but because they want to love the world, they leave so many, many of them leave the church. Also, to live according to the Word of God completely and not compromising with the world, you have more occasions to be faced with unjust sufferings. Or in your workplaces, you may be persecuted. Not all, but those who have faith and wisdom, they can have peace with the worldly people also, and many of them can be loved by the people also. But in the beginning, they may face persecutions. They have to first, they have some kind of party, welcoming party, and they have to drink. And if you don't drink, then even if they offer you drinks, you don't drink, and they don't like you. So you are faced with persecutions, and it's difficult for you, they say. Until you adept. And also, it's because you are not wise. Nothing should be hard. It's because you are not wise enough. You have more occasions to be faced with unjust sufferings. Then each time you have to believe that you are receiving special love of God. Then, rather than being discouraged, you'll be thankful because God is leading you to a better dwelling place in heaven. The love you are now receiving is truly great. Also, we have to believe in the love of God, and we have to believe until the end. There may be some pains in the trials of faith. If the pain is severe and it goes on for a long time, we may think, why doesn't God help me? Does He love me anymore? If we have doubts like this, we may want to give up, and we may even have complaints and resentment. But in these times, we have to remember the love of God more clearly and endure the trials. We have to believe that God the Father wants to lead us to better heavenly dwelling places because He loves us. If we endure until the end, we'll finally bear fruit of limitless value. James 1:4 says, "And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." If we believe the love of God and endure until the end, we'll finally become a perfect person. Likewise, trial is God's love that touches us delicately. I hope you will firmly and unchangingly believe this love so that you will endure and overcome all trials. Secondly, to endure all things, we have to believe that the trials are a shortcut to fulfill our hopes. Romans chapter 5, verses 3-4 says, "And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations." How many of you will rejoice in tribulations? But those who have faith, you should rejoice, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. I also went through many tribulations, and I became stronger. My mentally, my thoughts, my mind became stronger, and the enemy devil, no matter how greatly they hit me with a hammer, I can bear anything. God made me this strong, and I have much more hope. I have so much more hope for New Jerusalem and to embrace the whole world, to evangelize the whole world, including Israel. And after Israel, we have to, I will begin my ministry towards Korea. And after this trial, we have this hope through tribulations. Even if we just stay quiet, many people are speaking for us that the Manmin Church is not a heretical. Newspaper that says, "I proclaim in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit that they are not heretics." Pastor Yonggi Cho, Pastor Cho Seok Lee, and so on, and number 8, Pastor Jerry Hook Lee. Some Presbyterian churches still condemn Pastor Yonggi Cho as a heretical. Some Presbyterian churches don't, but some other Presbyterian churches condemn him. So we don't say any, we don't condemn any churches. And if we believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they say we are heretics, so I think they are narrow-minded. Before they were condemned as heretics, and they still, and some of them also condemn us as heretics after going through such persecutions themselves. We don't ever say that they are heretics. Heretical. So we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations bring about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. The tribulation of trials accomplishes hope. It's like the shortcut to accomplish our hope. What kind of hope is it? It'll accomplish the hope of New Jerusalem that you desire so earnestly. If we overcome tests and trials by endurance, we'll finally change. You may think like, oh, when can I change? But if you endure and keep on changing again and again, you'll finally become a true and perfect child of God resembling Him. After going through trials and tribulation and this refining period, if God tells you that if you go through these trials, you'll become such a rich man, like a Jebel, business conglomerate, president of the big companies. But even if He doesn't give such a word, you have the answer in the Bible. If you overcome persecutions for the sake of the Lord, you will receive hope. You will have hope, not only hope for New Jerusalem. Your business will also go well, and you can also become CEO, owner of big companies. And you can also give tithes, maybe $10,000, $100,000 of tithes every month. If you endure and overcome each day, you will finally have the qualifications to enter into New Jerusalem. Then you will actually be able to reach New Jerusalem. Therefore, when a trial comes, you should not avoid it, but try to pass it with your best. Of course, it is natural desire for a man to take the easy way. It is natural that we want to have comfort and peace. But if we try to get away from trials, we'll arrive at the desired destination, but much later. For example, there is a person who gives you problems constantly and in every matter. You do not openly show it on the outside, but you have discomfort whenever you meet that person. So you just want to avoid him. In this situation, you should not just try to ignore the situation, but you have to overcome it actively. You have to endure with the hardship that you have to that you will have with him, and accomplish the hard to truly understand and forgive the other person. Then God will give you grace and you'll change. I once, just now I talked about a brother and brothers and parents who slanders each other. And please keep it in mind so you won't have any hardships between brothers and between parents and children. You have to receive God's grace that way. So you, only with the grace you can change. When you listen to the message, you have to try to obey so you can obey and receive the strength to change yourself. Likewise, each of the trials will become the stepping stones and the shortcut on your way to fulfill your hope. The brothers and the parents, they are causing trials to themselves. If the parents don't speak for themselves, they say, Mom, I will leave home. They are threatening their parents. Brother, if you give hard time to me, with the fear of you, I will leave home. Is it something that you can boast of, to leave home? So the parents will suffer, and the sons will also suffer, the brothers. Please, those two brothers, please repent thoroughly. And in this evening, please receive God's grace in this evening and find out, who am I? And our Lord suffered for me. And who am I? What am I that the Lord is telling us to love even our enemies? My parents, my brother is not even my enemy. And why do I hate them? You should prepare many handkerchiefs. and repent thoroughly for 2 hours? Do you want to change into spirit quickly? If you really want to change, then whenever you face a trial, you should rejoice, thinking that you are now taking the shortcut. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will endure all things with joy and boldness and march forward towards your hope. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thirdly, to endure all things, we have to do only good. When faced with after effects, even after enduring all things, according to the word of God, usually people complain against God. Of course, most of you don't complain, I think. Then they complain saying, why does the situation not change even after acting by the word? Why does God not work? Why wouldn't the situation change even after acting by the word? It's the word of those who complain, but the will of God, the word of God. Maybe on the outside, they may be working hard, they pray hard, but their heart is filled with untruth and evil. God is giving advice, a piece of advice. If you want to be blessed, you have to cast off selfish desires, your selfish desires. Then he still has selfish desires. And even after receiving God's word directly, then he still has selfish desires. Even though God gave him the word directly, why wouldn't God work? Because he is at work. The situation is not changing. So what has to happen for the situation to be changed? You have to believe the word of God and you have to change your heart so that the situation can change into better. Either this way or that way. God is love, so he cannot just leave you. He cannot just forsake you. So he's trying to make you receive salvation. But as you face trials, you have to think only good things and do only good things. How did Daniel act? Did he complain and have regrets because even after praying, he was going to be thrown into the lion's den? Daniel never complained against God, but rather he gave thanks. He never disappointed God with disheartening words and complaints. Also, he never complained against the king, nor did he react with evil toward those who had plotted against him. Daniel and his three friends. It seemed that God forsook them completely. Daniel never didn't compromise with the world, but he was plotted to be thrown into lion's den. But he still didn't complain against God. He was loved by the king. He was number two man in the country, only next to the king. But even when the king threw him in the lion's den, even the king knew nothing, he had done nothing wrong. But because there was the king's seal and he had to keep his seal by the scheme of the evil people, so still Daniel didn't complain against anybody. The brother, please do not complain against your parents. In this evening, please receive God's grace. And I hope you will repent before your parents. Because their parents love each brother, endures, and they endure with the son, and they disappoint. They threaten the mother. Of course, it cannot be a threat, but that they will say they will leave home. Why do they disappoint their parents so much? They should please their parents. The parents love them so much and they want to give only good things to them. Daniel was put in a scheme without being so innocent, but he didn't complain against anybody or God. Did Daniel just quietly endure because he had no power and he was not wise? He always prayed God and communicated with God in so much wisdom, and he certainly knew about the schemes that the evil ministers were making. Also, Daniel was loved by the king so much. He had much authority and power. But because he knew the will of God, he reacted only in goodness. As Daniel acted only in goodness, even at the moment he was thrown into lion's den, God showed a miracle. He sent his angels to close the mouths of the lions, and they protected Daniel from any kind of harm. Instead of Daniel, those evil people who made the scheme against Daniel became the lion's prey. It may seem to be foolish to react with goodness to those who act with evil toward us, but if we know the law of the spiritual realm, it is wise to act only with goodness. You know this is the way of blessing. Even since before the opening of the church, since I was in seminary, I was persecuted, I was slandered, I received so many wrong accusations, but I've overcome all of them only with goodness. I don't know whether it is in my testimony book, but in my seminary also, I was almost to be expelled by the professors. Because before the opening of the church with Senior Deaconess Bin and other people, I went, about 40 people, we went to the mountain and prayed. And there were some seminary students, my classmates, and they were envious of me, and they reported, made a false report to the professors in a bad way that I was making a group. And the professors didn't listen to me, but they heard only after hearing from them, I make divisive groups, and I was the chairman of the graduation preparation committee, and they were envious of me, and the professors, they had a professor's meeting to expel me just by hearing from those students. That was just before the summer vacation. It was during the final exam. And I couldn't even take the exam. There was a professor from the United States. He was praying a lot, and he loved me very much, and he knew about me. So he came all the way to my house, and he let me know the fact that the professor's meeting decided to expel me because you have many gifts of Holy Spirit. You are powerful, so you are now about to open a church. So the Satan is trying to disturb you, to stop you from opening the church. So he was telling me this. So after hearing it, I didn't even go to take the final exam. I couldn't go. And the pastor of the church where I was attending, he didn't believe me, but he was on their side also. So I prayed to God. What did God say? Give thanks. Do not complain. Your professor should have called you and checked with you first, but he was first talking about expulsion. God was telling me, do not hate them. Do not complain against them. Just give thanks. Then they will come and kneel down before you. So because that word, I only gave thanks to God, not being able to take the final exam. And there were many processes in the middle. And after the summer vacation, my class had a problem. The classmates in my class said, how can you? I was about to be expelled, and how can you slander Pastor Jerry Lee? How can you do this against Pastor Jerry Lee? And the student body president, the president of the class, and they were protesting, and they made another meeting after the school was over one day. And I heard about it the next day. And the president of the student council, he said, I will take a leave for a semester, and then if you don't make the corrections on Pastor Jack Lee. So I told them, I don't complain against anybody. I don't have any regrets or resentment anybody. You shouldn't take a semester off only because of this. So let us study together. And I forgave those who slandered me. And we studied together. So the misunderstandings were resolved by the work of God. And there was the graduation. And I received all the awards for the graduating students. So I was so embarrassed. So I gave one. I asked them to give one award to another person. I received only two. So my church member, our church members came, and because I received two rewards, I was embarrassed, and I refused politely that I couldn't receive any more. Then in the February, coming February, next February, we had a party for the professors. But in that year only, usually they do it in a very good restaurant, but they wanted to have that party in the church, in my church. All the graduates, they wanted to have it in my church. So we didn't go to a good restaurant, but we had it in our church. So it was only about half a year after the graduation. It was only half a year. In the sanctuary, we placed the tables, and the professors sat down there. And I didn't even teach them, but our members, they put on beautiful traditional hanbok, and they decorated themselves beautifully and neatly, and they served them so nicely, and they cooked beautiful, nice food. And also, my wife is a very good cook, and we served them. Of course, that money came from the graduation. And the professors were praising so much. Pastor, when did you teach your members that way? How could you teach? So they are first degree service crews. They were praised so much. And even if you are wrongfully accused, if we give thanks, and because it's not our fault, if we have a fault, we have to repent. But if we don't have a fault, then when we forgive and give thanks, then most professors repented before me. Even the principal repented. He said sorry. He apologized. He called me, and I went with Pastor Kim Sangtae Kim. He apologized, Pastor. I thought you were young. And I thought such a young pastor is doing this. I didn't know you were this old. He thought I wasn't even 30. And I'm sorry, please forgive me, he was telling me. I went with Pastor Sangtae Kim. And also other pastors also repented, apologized. And also when a pastor heard that one of her female pastors was going to 40-day fast, he told her to come and ask me, Pastor Gerald Lee, and listen to him. I came to be recognized by other people that way. Dear brothers and sisters, even if you are going through very big trials, if you just walk the right way, you don't have to fear anything because God is with you. So even since before the opening of church, I went through so many wrong accusations, wrongful accusations, and so many trials. And by overcoming them with goodness, that's why we could have accomplished this international church, international ministry. From a fleshly view, tests or trials seem to be coming from other people or from some situations. But spiritually, all trials of faith are brought by the enemy devil and Satan. Namely, tests and trials are battles between good and evil. Thus, we should not fight with man, but with the enemy devil and Satan, and we must win. To win the victory in this spiritual battle, we have to fight according to the rules of the spiritual realm. We have to fight against devil to the point of shedding blood. What is the law of spiritual realm? It is that goodness finally wins. We have to fight, and we have to fight with goodness. We have to fight with love. We have to show goodness even to enemies. We have to show love even to enemies. We have to bless even our enemies. This is goodness. This goodness will certainly win. So until now, have we ever lost? For 26 years of this church, there were so many works of Satan against us. We have overcome everything because we acted only with goodness. Those who are trying to destroy us, they were destroyed. Romans 12:21 says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." If we act in goodness this way, it may seem that we face loss and we lose at the moment, but in fact it's the opposite. It's because the just and good God controls all the fortune, misfortune, and life and death of mankind according to the rules of the spiritual realm. If you believe these rules of the spiritual realm, you don't have to feel wrongfully accused. You don't have to feel afflicted. You can overcome everything with goodness and love. That endurance, the period of time, will not be long. At longest, several months. In that crisis, to be almost expelled. It was just 1 month. Because in that situation, the summer vacation began. And on the vacation day, the principal professor was saying, such a young pastor is dating somebody in a wrong way. And some students would come and tell me this during the vacation, so I wasn't at comfort. Of course, I gave thanks and prayed, but I still had this discomfort. But after the vacation was over, the situation turned exactly the opposite. My classmates didn't just keep quiet about those who tried to bring my name down and expel me. So even if you have to endure, you don't have to endure for such a long time. Then you will receive blessings. It is law that goodness wins. Therefore, when we are faced with tests, trials, and persecutions, we have to act only in goodness. For example, some of you are facing persecutions from your unbelieving family members. You are bearing and enduring with the persecutions to keep your faith. In this situation, the persecutions will quickly go away and your family will be evangelized when you act only in goodness. But the person may think, why is my husband so evil? Why is my wife so evil? They try to persuade the persecuting family members and win them by argument. I talked about a family with a sixth grader who has a son in sixth grade. The wife there in that family, she is going to other countries many times, sometimes even for a month. Of course, it's for the church work. And the husband, I'm thankful to that husband. The wife is doing a church work, God's work, and she's going to other countries for many days. The wife also graduated from Seoul National University. And the husband trusts his wife and supports her to work. Otherwise, it would have been very difficult for the family. So I am thankful to the husband also. And when the wife is not around, this child the father also cooks, and this child also has responsibility while the mother is gone. So this child is in charge of the trash. She has to categorize different kinds of trash. So because he doesn't like it, he tells his father not to waste any food. Because if the parents, he's telling his parents not to waste any food. If they leave any food, he himself eats them up. Not to have any wastes. Is there any child who is taking responsibility for the wastes? And because he doesn't like it when there's a lot of waste, he's telling the parents to eat up all the food, not to waste any food. But then the test will become even bigger and longer. What is goodness in this kind of situation? Suppose you are telling them about the gospel and about the church, but they don't believe, but rather they persecute you. Then you first have to try to melt their hearts with love and touch their hearts. You have to pray with love and serve them in the Lord. You have to become the light that shines brightly on your family. Also, in any kind of situation, you have to think in goodness and confess with faith. To do this, you have to beat yourself to make it obedient to Christ. You have to die because of your husband, because of your wife, because of your parents, because of your children. You have to die every day, and then you'll go into spirit. You have to have the aim, goal of going into spirit. Then you can go into spirit. Then all problems will be resolved. Once you go into spirit, all problems will go away. Then God will say, my dear son, my dear daughter, when God doesn't just watch his dear children suffering, being persecuted for no reason. So God will work. God will do something about it when his dear children are persecuted for no reason. Or you may say, oh, I'm enduring. I'm trying to endure with goodness, but why does God just leave me like this? It is when you go into spirit, because it's because you are still in flesh. If you go into spirit, God uses different expressions also. In the Bible, there's a beloved children. Then there is a word of blessing. Or some other verses say just children. Then it's not really blessing. For example, beloved, whatever you desire in your heart, God will, the Father will give you everything. In 1 John. So whatever you ask, then you receive it. If you ask, make me the president of this country, then he will give you. Make me CEO of a big company, then he'll make you a CEO. And why does it say beloved? It's because you go into spirit, so God can call you beloved. From the fourth level of faith is the love. Fourth level of faith is the love level to love God to the utmost degree. So God will call you beloved. And when those who are in spirit, will they have personal, flesh, selfish desires and ask for selfish desires, a man of spirit? Will he just pray that he wants to become the president of the country with his selfish desires without even preparing the vessel? If you are in the teens or if you're a college student, you cannot become a big company CEO. You cannot become CEO in a moment, in an year or two. So until you have the vessel to become a CEO, God will refine you and make the vessel proper to become a CEO of a big company. That is the answer of God. But you are not qualified at all, and you pray, oh, make me a CEO of a big company, then it's prayer of your selfish desire. If you pray with selfish desire, then it cannot be answered. If you're going to spirit, you will pray according to the pleasing will of God. And that is why God is always telling us to ask in God's will. A man of spirit will never ask anything that is against God's will. There's a shop, neighboring shop, same kind of shop. Bring down the sales of that shop and give me more sales in my shop only. Increase my sales. God, do you love me, right? You love me. I love you too. If you pray it like this, then will that be answered? How evil prayer this is. Then does it mean he went to spirit? It means he is still in flesh, very low level of flesh, not even second level of faith. So that prayer cannot be answered. So when God says beloved, it means he is referring to those children who are in spirit. So God will answer anything for them. If you do only good towards them, God will do His work at the most appropriate time. He will drive away the enemy devil and Satan and move the heart of your family members too. All problems will be solved when you act in goodness according to the rules of God. The most powerful weapon in spiritual battle is not in the power or wisdom of man, but the goodness of God. Therefore, I hope you will endure in goodness only and do good things. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will give glory to God with great victory. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is there anybody around you whom you think is very difficult to be with and difficult to bear? There are many kinds of people in the church, in family, and in your workplaces. Some people make mistakes all the time and cause damage and give hard times to others. Some complain a lot and even become sulky over small things. But if you accomplish true love in you, there will be nobody with whom you cannot bear. It's because you will love others as yourself, just as Jesus told us to love our neighbors as ourselves. There will be no hardships in love. You feel hard because you don't have love. If you love, you love neighbors as yourself, there will be nothing hard for you. Parents love their children, so they usually bear with their children. You will understand, forgive, and embrace everything of that person as if you are in his or her heart itself. Because you don't try to understand. If you try to understand from the other's viewpoint, then you can understand everything. And you can embrace everything. God the Father also understands us and endures with us like this. Like a day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day. Until you cultivate this love in you, I hope you will live like a Paul oyster. When a foreign object like sand, seaweed, or particle of shell comes into its body, a Paul oyster changes it into a precious Paul. Until it makes a Paul, he has to struggle against great pain. If you look at the shell, oyster, look at the oyster, the flesh is so soft, and when a foreign object goes in, it is so painful. So after bearing with the pain, giving out the sap, that is the fruit, the Paul is the fruit of it. I learned that way. I don't know if you know more about Paul's, and if I have some kind of wrong information, please let me know. I hope you will not just remain in pain of bearing with love, but endure it with faith and hope. Today, tomorrow, endure, keep on enduring, then you will finally win. If you get angry and suppress it, and not this way, understand the other's heart, serve him, and endure it. Then, if you do it for 1 day, 2 days, 1 month, 1 month and 2 months, then you'll have the buds of spiritual love. Then if you If love buds in you, then if you look at your parents, then they, even though they are not so much respectful, there are many things to be respected. And how much they loved you. You will see only good things. How much he's bearing, how much they are bearing with you. When the elder brother is pointing out these things, telling the younger one this and that, and the younger one can say, he can listen to his brother and change himself, then the elder one will also love him. He can be loved. The same, either way. So you bear in goodness and try to understand, have love in your heart, then love will be made in you. Then you can understand everybody. You can also find your own faults, so you have peace. I hope you will make the beautiful Paul called spiritual love. If you make the best quality Paul, you will go into New Jerusalem through the Paul Gate. I pray in the name of the Lord that when you pass through the Paul Gates, you'll be able to confess to the Father God, thank you for bearing, believing, hoping, and enduring with all things for me. I also told you before, to go into New Jerusalem, you will see the Paul Gate first, the big Paul Gate. Not only the Paul Gate, it's not closed, it's wide open. So you'll see the golden road inside the city, the endless golden road, and the beautiful plants and flowers. And the angels have come to escort you. The angels that are given by the Father. And they came out to escort you, the Master. And beautiful birds in the sky and roses and so many beautiful plants and beautiful animals roaming around, and the sons and daughters of God will come in and they will welcome these children. How happy it will be. All these things are true and it will be given to you. You have this hope. Because I'm filled, overflowing with this kind of hope. Each day of my life, it's not really hard. The afflictions and pain are for accomplishing the kingdom of God, but I don't have any pain coming from fleshly things. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Father God, thank you. Let this message become faith and life. Father, we are finishing this spiritual love chapter. How beautiful this spiritual love is. Let us all accomplish this spiritual love. Let us accomplish this spiritual love. Let there be no complaints, envy, jealousy, and resentment. Let us understand each other. Let us serve each other. Let us seek others' benefits. And let us embrace each other. Let us quickly accomplish spiritual love. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, in evening services, we talked about spiritual love, what spiritual love is. And according to how you explained to us in detail, I delivered to them. Let the members keep it in mind. Let them not forget, but engrave it in their heart so that they can accomplish this spiritual love in them. All the messages preached in each session, let them all be kept in their heart and let them accomplish spiritual love in them. Father, thank you. Lay your hands on sick parts, infirmities. Show your work, transcending time and space from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues. burned with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation, be burnt by the, be cleansed healthy, be healthy spiritually and physically, from head to toe, all internal cells and nerves and tissues, joints, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation, be cleansed, be healthy spiritually and physically, loosen all the chains of injustice, and drive away all hatred from all our hearts, and all drive away all narrow-mindedness that breaks peace, and let us have peace with everybody. Let us be able to love even our enemies. God is love, and we, your children, want to have this spiritual love. Let us cultivate this spiritual love in us and protect them with your grace throughout this week. In this Passion Week, let us think of the sufferings of the Lord. And also this evening, we will watch, let this time be a time of grace. And as we understand this love of the Lord, let us have it in us also. And if we have anything to repent, let us repent thoroughly and cast it away. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.